This world of ours can be a dangerous place, and for many undersea creatures, camouflage means the difference between life and death. In some cases, it's a strategy for defense against predators. In others, it enhances their pursuit of prey. One thing's certain, a good camouflage can be an effective way to survive and thrive in the sea. Take the ornate wobegong, for example. This unique shark species is the opposite of eye-catching. Blending easily with the seafloor, a wobegong can flatten its body while spots and patterns resemble coral and rock. Skin flaps under its chin appear like seaweed, luring prey towards the shark's mouth. Other species employ different strategies. The double-ended pipefish is actually able to emulate the swaying motion of seagrass. Decorator crabs adorn their shells with items from the seafloor to mimic their surroundings, often clothing themselves in sponges and seaweed. Peacock flounders settle into sandy bottoms, appearing as one with the ocean floor. In laboratory tests, this fish has proven itself capable of matching striped, polka dot, and checkerboard flooring virtually instantaneously. The camouflaging capabilities of ocean creatures take many different forms. A particular coloration may help an animal blend into its environment. Patterns can allow some creatures to better hide. Others may have the ability to morph their bodies into a particular color, shape, or texture to fool predators. And some animals can move in a distinctive way or appear very still in an effort to avoid detection. Cephalopods, which include squids, octopuses, and cuttlefish, are the ultimate masters of disguise. Some species show 30 to 50 different appearances and can use every camouflaging strategy to maximum effect. Scientists are still trying to understand the full scope of what these aquatic animals are capable of. Remarkably, octopus-like cuttlefish are able to rapidly adapt their body patterns and coloration, yet they are in fact colorblind. What's clear is that some of these sea creatures are far more sophisticated in their use of camouflage than scientists currently understand, and this area of study is rapidly evolving. A recent article in Current Biology examined the color-changing capabilities of the octopus and squid. Researchers found that some species can actually become transparent as they swim along the ocean's surface, helping them avoid hungry predators. But in deeper waters, they can adopt a different behavior, turning red. At depths below 2,600 feet, that same transparency that's so helpful along the surface actually becomes a liability when light reflects off the transparent beings. Instead, it's more effective to be red, as red is the first color to lose its visibility in deeper water, allowing creatures to become virtually invisible, albeit in a different way. Some animals have different strategies for camouflage depending upon the conditions they find themselves in. Exactly how these animals are able to interpret those conditions and then change their appearance as a result is still unknown. As research on these animals and their amazing capacity for camouflage continues, a search for terrestrial applications is underway. Roger Hanlon, a senior scientist at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and a leading expert on marine animal camouflage, is collaborating with engineers across the country to develop a material that mimics this camouflage capability. The hope is that their research with cuttlefish may hold the key to creating new kinds of camouflage for clothes, buildings, and vehicles. To see remarkable footage of some of these masters of disguise, including an octopus that appears out of nowhere and a flounder that adopts new coloration in an instant, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.